I'm so glad you're here. This is Avery After Dark, and I'm your host, Avery Ross. I came across a forest that police have been called to over and over again. Not for crimes, but for something far stranger. Just trust me, it's about to get very eerie. This is the haunting of Cannock Chase. It was late. A couple pulled into a quiet stretch of woods. No streetlights, no other cars. They were talking when, all of a sudden, one of them noticed movement between the trees. At first, it looked small, low to the ground. They assumed it was an animal. Then it stepped forward, and they saw her, a little girl standing alone. She looked about 6 or 7 years old, thin, pale, wearing what looked like an old-fashioned dress. Her dark hair hung flat against her face. She wasn't crying or calling for help. She wasn't moving at all. The woman nudged her boyfriend. He saw her too, and both of them felt it instantly. Something wasn't right. She just stood there staring at them. They debated for a second. Maybe she was lost. Maybe her parents were nearby. Reluctantly, they stepped closer and called out, "Are you okay?" The little girl didn't answer. She didn't wave. She didn't step closer. Just slowly lifted her head. And that's when they saw her eyes. No whites, no pupils, no iris. Just solid black from lid to lid. The woman said she was overcome with a sense of dread. The boyfriend froze. The girl took one small step forward and they ran. They didn't speak. They didn't look back. They jumped into the car and drove away shaking. Later, they tried to rationalize it. But they both saw the same thing. Solid black eyes. This happened in the 1970s, in a forest in Staffordshire, England. Cannock Chase, a place locals simply call The Chase. And that sighting would become one of the earliest reported encounters with what many now call a black-eyed child. But here's what makes Cannock Chase different. That girl wasn't the only thing people saw in those woods. For decades, the forest has been a magnet for paranormal encounters. Shadow figures, creatures, something known as Pigman, and repeated police calls about a child who's never found. Some believe the Chase is haunted. Others believe it's something far stranger. Many believe it's a portal. Over the years, police have been called to Cannock Chase time and time again for reports that all sound eerily similar. Throughout the late 70s and 80s, Staffordshire police reportedly received calls about a child wandering alone in the woods at night. Descriptions were disturbingly consistent. A little girl, between 6 and 10 years old, pale, dark hair, wearing old-fashioned clothing. Callers saying that she would suddenly appear near trails. Sometimes she's seen standing between trees, other times walking slowly along a path. In several reports, drivers claimed she stepped onto the road, causing them to slam on their brakes. But when officers responded, they found nothing. No footprints, no lost child report matching the description, no parents searching the area. There was no CCTV of anyone entering or leaving, just empty woods. There were at least a handful of documented searches where officers conducted full sweeps of sections of Cannock Chase after distress callers insisted a child was in danger. These witnesses were adamant that there was a child. They saw her. But officers searched with dogs for hours and never found anything. No sign that anyone had been out there at all. And what unsettled some officers wasn't just the lack of evidence. It was how emotionally shaken these witnesses were. These weren't prank calls. Many of these were adults in visible distress, crying, shaking. But by the time officers got there, this child disappeared. These woods are strange. Officials publicly stated they had found no proof of paranormal activity and no indication a child was in danger. From a law enforcement standpoint, this case was closed, but the calls kept coming. Many eyewitnesses are sure of one thing. This child is not human. Her eyes are black, and they say that she doesn't move normally, not like a person would. She has the ability to just appear and then disappear, sometimes seemingly moving from tree to tree. Cannock Chase has a dark history. Police investigations in the area over the decades have uncovered human remains unrelated to paranormal claims, illegal activity, historical burial grounds, and evidence of past military occupation. But there has never been tangible proof that there is some little girl living in these woods. Just reports, overlapping descriptions, and a pattern. If this was just one sighting, you could maybe dismiss it, or if it was just folklore. But there are numerous witnesses, multiple people calling authorities to report seeing a child decades apart. Police respond every time and find nothing. So the question is, who are these people seeing in those woods? And why does it always lead back to the same part of the forest? To understand why so many believe there's something going on at Cannock Chase, we have to look at what happened long before the sightings began. During World War I, the area was used as a massive military training camp. Tens of thousands of soldiers passed through. There's a German military cemetery there, one of the largest in the UK, holding nearly 5,000 graves. Over the centuries, this land has seen a lot. Executions, accidents, unsolved murders. Some believe that this forest, these woods, absorbed it all. Next, we need to talk about the Slender Man of Staffordshire. In the early 2000s, reports started flooding in. Walkers claimed they were being followed, not by animals or people they could clearly see, but by something tall, inhumanly tall. Witnesses described a towering shadow figure moving between trees, sometimes described as 8 feet high. No face, no visible features, just a dark, elongated form. It would keep pace with them. If they stopped, it stopped. If they turned around quickly, it would vanish. But the feeling of being watched remained. Some hikers reported hearing footsteps behind them. But when they spun around, nothing was there. Others said they saw glowing red eyes in the distance. One man claimed that something chased him through the woods at dusk. He said he could hear branches snapping behind him, heavy breathing. When he finally reached his car, he locked the doors and looked back into the forest. And he saw a tall silhouette standing perfectly still, watching. And then there's the pig man, described as half man, half animal. Some say it stands upright. Others say it runs on all fours before rising suddenly to full height. Witnesses say it has a distorted animal-like face and glowing eyes. One woman reported that something struck her car while driving through the chase at night. She thought she hit a deer, but when she stepped out to look, there was nothing there. But on the side of her vehicle were long scratches, too high to be from an animal on all fours. Whatever made them stood upright. But Cannock Chase isn't only known for the black-eyed children sightings and the pig man. It also has its own traditional ghosts, and some of them have names. One of the most famous is Henry William Paget, the first Marquess of Anglesey. Long before the modern paranormal stories, the Paget family home stood on the southeastern edge of Cannock Chase. The forest was theirs, and it was used as their private hunting ground. Henry was a military man, a cavalry officer, and according to legend, he never truly left. Witnesses over the years have reported seeing a lone rider moving through the trees at dusk, a man on horseback dressed in old military attire. Sometimes silent, sometimes followed by the distant echo of hounds. Not ordinary dogs, but ghostly hunting hounds. Their forms are pale and indistinct. The rider never acknowledges witnesses. People will see and stare at this ghost, but he never looks back at them. He simply passes through the woods like this land still belongs to him. And then as people watch, he will disappear into the trees. People have even flanked around the side and try to catch him coming out of the other side of the woods, but he vanishes. But perhaps the most emotionally heavy hauntings at Cannock Chase comes from those lost in war. Hidden within the forest is Cannock Chase War Cemetery. Nearly 5,000 graves are there, many from the First and Second World Wars. German and Austrian soldiers, prisoners of war, men who never came home. During World War II, Cannock Chase became a massive military training camp. Thousands of troops moved through those woods. There was even a prisoner of war hospital built nearby, capable of holding up to 1,000 patients at a time. You really just have to imagine how heavy the atmosphere must have been during those times. Injuries, illness, young men so far from home, death, and burial in foreign soil. Visitors to the cemetery and even hikers passing nearby have reported seeing figures among the graves, soldiers in outdated uniforms, some standing at attention, some walking slowly between the headstones. And this is really chilling. Some witnesses say they appear to be confused, as if they're unaware that the war has ended. A few witnesses claim they've heard marching, boots on gravel, but when they turn around, there's no one there. There's another really notable spirit there. Many have seen him. An elderly man with a cane and a wide-brimmed hat has been seen walking slowly through the trees. Some believe he was once a gamekeeper, forever patrolling the land he once protected. Like many of the others, he never reacts when people see him. He doesn't speak. He doesn't acknowledge people. Simply moves along the trails and then disappears. And this is pretty scary. There are also reports of a woman wandering aimlessly through the woods. Witnesses say she looks disoriented, hair unkempt, clothes torn. She seems lost, as if searching for something she can't find. And when she's approached, she vanishes. One of the most bizarre sightings is the parachute man, suspended in mid-air, frozen in the act of falling. Some say they've seen him descending slowly between the trees, but he never reaches the ground. He simply dissolves into mist before impact. Many have also seen a phantom cyclist racing along woodland paths, the sound of wheels crunching beneath gravel, quick, urgent breathing. People will turn, only to see the rider disappear in front of them. And maybe one of the most curious of all is the young monk. He's seen wandering alone, head bowed, robes dragging along the forest floor. He also appears lost and confused. Witnesses that have seen the young monk say that he seems like he's really disoriented, kind of moving around like he's lost. And that's what makes Cannock Chase so fascinating. Because some places have one or two ghostly legends, but this place is overflowing with ghosts. Stories that span centuries. We have aristocrats, soldiers, falling men, monks, lost women, older gamekeepers. I read something and it was really interesting to me. Someone said it's as if Cannock Chase doesn't release anyone. Ooh, I've got goosebumps. Big time. And then there's Castle Ring. If Cannock Chase is the body of this mystery, Castle Ring is the beating heart. Castle Ring is an Iron Age hill fort dating back to around 500 BC. Even today, if you walk there, you can still see the circular earthwork defenses carved into the land. It's a raised ring of earth, like a giant scar in the soil. And since it's surrounded by such dense woodland, it's said that when you stand in the center, you feel almost sealed off from the world. A Celtic tribe known as the Cornovii once lived there. Little is known about them in detail, but like many Iron Age tribes, ritual was central to their culture. And many believe that Castle Ring was not just a defensive structure, it was where they held ceremonies, rituals. It's believed that Castle Ring is where the veil is lowered between our world and the spirit world. Ancient cultures across Europe often believed high places, circular places, were thin places, where communication with spirits is possible. And this is where the portal theory begins, because so much of the paranormal activity is clustered around Castle Ring. So what if Castle Ring isn't just haunted? What if it's a doorway? Because witnesses don't just see ghosts at Castle Ring. They see different things, creatures, entities, lights in the sky, interdimensional beings. The forest isn't producing one haunting, it's producing many, or allowing many to pass through. And there are places around the world that have eerily similar reputations. Skinwalker Ranch in Utah, places where strange activity overlaps. UFOs, shadow figures, time slips, not just ghosts, everything. And that's what makes Cannock Chase so interesting to me, because it's not just one story. It's not just one haunting, one legend. It is a spectrum. You have the Slender Man, you have the Black-Eyed Children, and all the ghosts in between. It's eerie, right? As I mentioned, Cannock Chase is also a UFO hotspot. Multiple witnesses have reported strange lights hovering silently over the trees, metallic craft seen darting through the sky, and triangular objects disappearing into the clouds. And this was not just a story here and there. In the 1960s and 70s, there were enough sightings that local newspapers began reporting on them. Some believe military activity in the area, both past and present, may be linked. There's so much that goes on at this place that's unexplained. But I want to talk about something. In 2014, decades after that original 70s encounter, sightings of a black-eyed girl resurfaced. Others began sharing their stories online, encountering a little girl asking for help, appearing suddenly, vanishing just as quickly. And local police once again started receiving reports. One man claimed a little girl approached him near Birch's Valley asking for help. He said she never blinked and said her eyes were wrong. Police followed up, they searched the area, nothing. They even checked missing persons records. But there was no missing child, no crime scene, no physical evidence. Another consistent theme at Cannock Chase is it's not just about what people see. It's about what they feel here. A heaviness, many reports of animals, birds suddenly going quiet, and that sudden sense that you're not alone. Many hikers report GPS devices malfunction. Phones will constantly lose signal. Compasses behave strangely. So is it environmental, paranormal, or just fear amplifying normal situations? Skeptics will argue that Cannock Chase is a vast woodland, so when it's dark out there, it's creepy. And us as humans, our brain fills the gaps. You know, kind of that, oh, what was that? Do you see that shadow? Kind of freaking yourself out. But why do so many independent witnesses report seeing similar things? The same little girl, that same towering shadow. The Black-Eyed Children reports became widely known in the 1990s, especially in the U.S. So why does this forest specifically generate so many stories? But many argue the 70s couple had never even heard of Black-Eyed Children when they reported their encounter. And they both described the same impossible detail, solid black eyes. I want you to imagine walking through these woods at night. The path is twisting, the trees are really dense. There's no city lights, there's no noise, it's just you walking along the path. And then you hear something. Not an animal, not quite human. Footsteps that keep pace with you. Would you convince yourself it's nothing? Or would you run? I would run. Oh my gosh, I'd be out of there. I wouldn't be walking around there at night to begin with, let me tell you that. I can't imagine being out there at night alone. I mean, and you have no idea who you're going to see. It could be anyone. Maybe the little girl. Could be the soldier on the horse. Maybe the parachute man. I mean, it's a real party over there. Cannock Chase remains one of Britain's most enduring paranormal mysteries. Authorities called to investigate eerie encounters in these woods countless times, and from reports, they're just as creeped out as the witnesses are. I would like to go during the day with a large group, but by 3 p.m., I'm packing it in. I'm headed to the car. I would love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the chase? Have you ever visited? Have you ever had any experiences there? I need to hear about it. I know I have so many of you in beautiful England watching, so I really want to hear from you. Have you heard rumors and scary ghost stories about this place? What's going on there? Is it really haunted? Because it sure seems like it. I've got to say, this has really been one of my favorite episodes of the show so far. There is just so much about this place. I find it so interesting. It was hard to even put this into one episode because there were so many different stories. I wanted to include everything. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you're following along wherever you tune into Avery After Dark. You can find me on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, where I share more mysteries, eerie stories, and strange cases just like today's. And all the links are in the show notes, so it's easy to find everything in one place. and share this show with someone in your life that loves a good mystery. Until next time, this is Avery After Dark.